It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dad, I'm broke.
Hey, broke. I'm Dad.
Dad.
Okay, don't you have cash saved up from babysitting?
No, I spent it. I want my own bank account from S&T Bank. They offer free ATMs, Zelle, and an annual scholarship. Plus, when I open a Smart Start checking account, I get $100. See? I'm responsible.
Hey, responsible. I'm Dad.
Visit stbank.com/smartstart for details. Bonus available July 1st through September 30th, 2022. Opening deposit balance of $50 required. Member FDIC.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. I'm your host, Larry Leeds. Today, we're finishing up Season 4 of the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast with our deep dive into the Geezer Bandit. First, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Pondex, for sponsoring this episode. You can check them out today at pondex.com. Use promo code Larry21 for 10% off your first purchase. And also, we'd like to thank Audible. You can check out audibletrial.com/Larry21 for a free 30-day trial with a free audiobook of your choice to keep, even if you cancel after 30 days. So let's dive right into this, our Season 4 finale. People have been debating D.B. Cooper ever since his Thanksgiving 1971 leap into history out of a commercial flight from Portland to Seattle with a whole bunch of money. The same, on a smaller scale, appears to be happening with North County's own Geezer Bandits, so-called. He hit Vista twice, Rancho Santa Fe, La Jolla twice, Poway, and 10 other banks from Santee to San Luis Obispo, starting in August 2000 before suddenly stopping in December 2011. It's been 7 years now, and not a single trace of the Geezer Bandit, whom some thought may have been a younger man with elaborate disguise, although the FBI has said he indeed was an older geezer in his 70s. He's achieved a following of sorts with a $20,000 FBI reward for information leading to a capture, continuing to dangle on the cyber breeze. Geezer has a Facebook page with 3,900 followers, which you can find at facebook.com/TheGeezerBandit. Geezer Bandit for President, t-shirts, among a slew of Geezer Bandit merchandise, including coffee mugs, caps, ties, and a Geezer Bandit tote bag just for $24.70 can be found at Zazzle.com/GeezerBandit. Geezer B, even has a country western theme song, Nothing to Lose. Is the Geezer Bandit alive or dead? Was he an old guy or a younger person in deep disguise? How much money did he get? Where's the money? A lot of questions hang in the air with no answers in sight. Geezer Bandit went out with a bang of sorts in his last gasp, heist number 16, exiting stage right with several uncharacteristic errors. Following 15 seemingly textbook perfect attempts, almost unheard of in the often brief bank robber, shelf life. He left some telling clues at December 2nd, 2011, final heist at San Luis Obispo Bank. The last heist featured some upscale touches, perhaps a result of his ill-gotten gains. His getaway car was identified for the first time as a white 5 Series BMW sedan. It was sloppier than usual. After executing his go-to move of pulling a demand note from a planning book, he dropped his demand note on the ground and left it there, again, in geezer first. For the only time in 16 robberies, a dive pack affixed to the loot exploded, rendering the money useless. The geezer left behind the red-stained cash. He was in a hurry, too, when typically he merely sauntered off in the darkness. Witnesses said he ran away with considerably more vigor than one would expect in an old man. Or maybe it was simply a case of geriatric adrenaline. The bandit wasn't a particularly pleasant fellow. Bank robbers don't need to win congeniality contests. During a 2010 Point Loma holdup, he came in, requested money, passed a note, and said, "If you don't, I will murder you and everyone else in the bank," according to a teller. He appeared to be in his 70s as he robbed 5 banks between August and November 2009. The FBI has described him as a white male, approximately 6 feet tall, 190 pounds, average build, typically wore a navy-colored blazer, navy or black-colored baseball cap, dark-colored clothing, tended to wear layers of clothing. He packed a revolver, pistol, and was believed to be dangerous, although he never used the weapon. During one robbery, Geezer Beef came fully armed with an oxygen cylinder and seemed to employ connecting tubes for breathing. Initially, a $15,000 was offered as a reward. That number went to $20,000 the next year, offered by the FBI for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the Geezer Bandit. The offer stands today. The Geezer was nothing if not prolific through his first year of activity. He hit San Diego National Bank on September 12, 2009. Another U.S. bank branch at San Diego on October 9th. Bank of America at Rancho Santa Fe on November 16th, 2009. And another San Diego National Bank branch at San Diego on January 27th, 2010. He took the rest of the winter off, but was back in action on April 20th, 2010 at California Bank and Trust in Vista. Followed 10 days later at a U.S. bank branch at Vista, May 11th, 2010. Found him back to Sandy for a Bank of America branch, then June 7th at a Poway branch of U.S. Bank, and June 25th at a Temecula Bank of America branch. The FBI issued a June 2010 public call for assistance just after the Poway robbery, saying, "The 10th bank robbery in the Geezer Bandit series is believed to occur today with the robbery of the U.S. Bank at 14837 Palmerado Road in Poway, California, inside of the Albertsons grocery store." Resting through summer and early fall, Geezer went north to a Bakersfield Bank of America branch on November 12, 2010. Another Bank of America branch on January 28, 2011 at Goleta and Heritage Oaks Bank on May 27, 2011 at Morro Bay. Another long break, during which the first "Where is the Geezer Bandit?" questions started percolating, ending with a September 30th, 2011 robbery of Wells Fargo at La Jolla, and the final December 2nd, 2011 San Luis Obispo hit. Whatever happened to... The trail went dark after that. FBI profilers speculated he may have changed his disguise completely, saying they were looking closely at the body movements of other bank robbers to see if they matched that of the Geezer. FBI Special Agent James Stinn in August 2012 said it also was possible he may have just quit robbing banks, although in most cases, bank robbers continue until they're caught. Aside from the official FBI word that he was a man in his 70s, numerous theories have been popular throughout the years. Some law enforcement officials speculated Geezer B was a master of disguise, using a movie special effects mask and other wardrobing subterfuges. FBI agents even questioned special effects mask makers to no avail. John Walsh, host of America's Most Wanted, aired a Geezer Bandit episode, ascribed to the belief that Geezer was, in fact, a younger person in disguise. He based this belief on surveillance footage of the San Luis Obispo finale, showing the bandit running abnormally fast for an elderly person after the dive pack exploded in his ill-gotten money bag. So it goes. Do you know anything more about the Geezer Bandit? You can contact the FBI at 858-320-8302. Well, it's not the Powerball. The FBI still has a $20,000 reward up for grabs for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the Geezer Bandit. You can contact the FBI at the general number of 858-565-1255. And that is all we have for this episode of the season finale of the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Join us in 2 weeks as we dive into some of the most infamous assassinations in American history. But as always, you can always be a part of the show by sending us a voicemail at 682-305-0483. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Give us a thumbs up if you like our videos. Make sure you hit the subscribe button and the bell icon to be notified of future videos. And we'll see you next time. Thanks for watching. Take care.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus. Terms and conditions apply.